I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday morning. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I'm in the studio with Mr. Ed Malbach. He is a friend of mine as well as an associate at National Seating and Mobility, a company that he represents. And we're going to be having a great conversation today all around our weekly winning word, benevolent. That's the word this week. And I'm curious how many of us actually know the definition of that word, understand that word. It's not one of those words that you hear. In fact, when we were creating our weekly winning words and that word popped up, I'm like, huh, I had to go and look up the definition.
I did too.
And it's like, oh, well, I should know what it means, but we just don't use it. We don't toss it about.
It's not frequently used.
We use charitable and donating and, you know, a giving heart and compassion, and all those words are pretty tossed about often, but benevolent we don't hear. But essentially that's what it is, a charitable heart.
Yeah, definitely. A lot to do with you know, the giving of oneself, and not looking for payback or a monetary return.
Giving without expecting anything in return, really. Yeah. Just saying, out of this heart I want to give and I want to be benevolent. And Ed, I said this before we started recording, I'm not trying to stroke your ego or anything, but it really truly is. If someone said, what's three words that you would use to describe Ed Malbach? Now that I know what the word benevolent means, I would put that on the list. I would say he's a benevolent. He's a giver. He's a person who is always there to help, donates your time, your energy, your efforts. And that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, and it makes sense that you have a job that you have at National Seating and Mobility.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's funny how the world just kind of fits you right where you're supposed to be, you know, put you in the right place at the right time. You know, I love what I do. I get to, help someone every day, at work and provide the best care and the best chair for that individual to get them moving. And, you know, that's one of our mantras is let's get moving.
Let's get moving. I love it. So, all right. Well, so some of the listeners might be saying, okay, what's all this about? Let's get moving. So help us understand, you know, National Seating and Mobility. What is this company exactly? What do you guys do? And there's a really cool story behind the guy who started this company.
There is. So National Seating and Mobility was founded in, I believe, 1991. Let me back up. So what we do is we actually design wheelchairs, customized wheelchairs for kids and adults, all ages, all diagnoses. Started in 1991 by a great man by the name of Mike Ballard. Funny story, he was working as a banker and went in to close down a company in, I believe it was in Alabama. It was a mom and pop's durable medical equipment company, and he went in there and he was kind of looking at their receivables and checking everything out to kind of foreclose on them with the bank. And he saw, a person like me working with a young girl with cerebral palsy and designing a wheelchair for her. And, he felt the tug on his heart and decided that he wasn't going to close this place down. He was going to buy it. And he was going to create something to help people all over the country. And so that's how National Seating came about.
That's a pretty benevolent story.
That's a very benevolent story. You know, so from there, you know, that was the first office. Now, you know, flash forward 20 some years, and we have over 160 offices across the country.
Yeah.
So pretty big place. But, you know, there's men and women out there just like me that are doing the same job every day, striving to make somebody's life better.
That's so cool. And when you can say you have a job like that, that you love, that you're passionate about, you can get behind the mission of the person who started the organization, that is an amazing feeling.
For sure. For sure. In fact, Mike, Mike is actually retired now. So there's some new blood that are kind of leading the way. And we're actually getting into vehicle modifications, home access, a lot of new things that National Seating is trying to, you know, set the tone for the industry, as we're a place that offers 360 degrees of fitting and mobility for the individual.
Yeah. So you're helping people get mobile. And
definitely.
Like, for example, a lot of you guys listening, you've heard Kurt P. White. He's a big part of our I've Decided community. He's an inspirational speaker and has a message, living life as a handy capable person. Mm-hmm. He co-hosts with me often. He does one of our podcasts. He's our member service director. And you actually, you know, he can walk. I mean, he can walk.
Yes.
But he not long distance because of some of his disabilities.
Sure. Yeah. And so, you know, Kurt and I were at a meeting together. We were kind of talking about what I do. And he said, you know, I've always been looking for something for these long distances when, you know, my wife and I travel, when we head up to Chicago and do the Magnificent Mile. You know, he says, it's really difficult for me to get around. So, you know, after a little bit of time, Kurt and I were able to get something that he is now able to get into the trunk of his car when him and his wife are traveling. And it's awesome. It's great that he's now mobile and not having to sit on the sidelines while his wife is maybe doing some shopping in this store and he has to kind of sit and wait. He's able to be front and center and see exactly what she's buying.
I just got a visual of Kurt zooming around. Like I can just see him messing around in his chair,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be funny. I mean, and again, it's just something that he uses for long distance, but some people, and like you said, especially some of the kids, they're not mobile at all.
No.
Without a chair, they would not. They have to have a chair.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and they have to have the right chair. They have to have the right seating system that's going to offer them positioning and support so that they can actually complete some of their activities of daily living, whether that's sitting at a desk in class or peer-to-peer interaction. Just all that kind of stuff is what we figure into the equipment that we make. So there's a lot of things that go into it. I mean, we meet with doctors. We meet with physical and occupational therapists. We meet with the family, and we meet with school teachers and bus drivers. I mean, we really try to use the team approach to make this piece of equipment work for each individual.
Yeah. You know, I just opened my eyes to something. I always think, you know, you think one chair fits all. But no, that's the thing. It's about customizing something special for mm-hmm. each individual person.
Definitely.
Oh, wow. That's so important. So when we get back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Awesome. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Mr. Ed Malbach. Ed is not only a friend of mine, but he is an amazing business resource to all of our community members and to you, anyone who comes and visits us at our motivation leadership conferences or our monthly success socials or just to connect with businesses that have the resources that you need to be successful in your goals and dreams. And so we're very grateful and thankful, Ed, to you and to National Seating and Mobility for supporting I've Decided and our efforts and being an amazing resource, like you said, to help people get moving. I mean, obviously, you focus in helping people get chairs mm-hmm. that are fitted just right for them.
Sure. Yeah.
Because while we were on break, you said you were going to go see.
Yeah. So I actually am seeing a young man who's in his mid to late 20s, who was in a pretty severe accident and is a quadriplegic and kind of fell through the cracks. You know, he had some home health, but hasn't been out of bed in about 6 years.
Wow.
So, you know, just even to get him to a doctor's appointment, his brother found a beat up old chair on the side of the road and transfers him from bed into this chair and pretty much lays him in the back of the van to drive him to doctor's appointments. So, you know, we at National Seating, you know, when we hear stories like this or therapists call us and, you know, we do whatever we can to try to help this patient. So I'm delivering a brand new power chair to him so that he's going to be mobile and he's going to be able to get out of his house.
That's amazing.
Having to be in a chair that they found on the side of the road.
Right. So now how does this, so did he have insurance that would cover this, but nobody just.
Yeah. So, you know, insurance does cover equipment as, you know, depending on what plan you have, whether it's, you know, a private insurance or if it's state funded, you know, Medicaid or Medicare. Each one has a different pay scale or what they will cover and what they won't. And it's our job. My job, the people that work with me at National Seating and Mobility, it's our job to figure out what the insurance is going to cover and, you know, and then provide the best chair that we can based on that as well.
The coverage.
You know, we at National Seating and Mobility also like to, you know, we want to help no matter what. So, you know, we're not a company that says, oh, just because the insurance is only going to pay this amount, but you really need to have, you know, chair A, but they're only going to pay the amount for chair B. We do our best to make sure that they get exactly what they need. We're not held by our company to a certain manufacturer or a certain, you know, style of chair. They give us full autonomy and allow us to make sure that our patients have the best chair that they can use and operate properly, safely, and efficiently.
Sounds very benevolent to me.
I love it. It's
I can see why you're such a good fit and why you are dedicated to the company that you work for. What an amazing story. It's so hard. I just can't imagine being bound to a bed for 6 years without having that mobility. Now, okay, so, you know, these chairs are not cheap.
They are not cheap.
Right? And so are there ways that what if someone doesn't have insurance? Are there organizations that help provide them, or especially like for kids? I mean,
yeah, so
adults, it gets a little harder, I'm sure. But
yeah, so we will go to organizations, whether it's like Muscular Dystrophy Association, the Cerebral Palsy groups,
Easter Seals
is a huge proponent here in Central Illinois. There's also, you know, groups like Kiwanis Clubs and Elks Lodge and, you know, the Moose Lodge and, you know, different things. You just have to be willing to go out and try to get to help get funding.
Okay.
You know, especially for the kids.
You connect them when you're talking, you know, if you meet with someone and you try to connect them to these organizations to get some financial aid?
Yeah, we do. You know, there's also, you know, families will do GoFundMes. You know, they'll do lots of different things to make sure that, you know, their kid or their loved one is getting, you know, the equipment that they need.
Yeah. You know, we met with Ashley Green. Mm-hmm. Remember, she came and spoke at one of our conferences and had one of her legs amputated. And I never realized the cost of equipment that mm-hmm. you need when you're missing a limb
yes.
or you're disabled. And I mean, she's like upwards of like $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, even $100,000
sure.
for
a prosthetic.
A prosthetic, mm-hmm. yes. Thank you. I couldn't spit out the right word, but for a prosthetic. And it's like, that's amazing. I mean, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times she said that insurance will only cover a basic prosthetic. Mm-hmm. So if you were an athlete or a runner or someone who has something that they want to do and you need a prosthetic that would allow you to do that, you're on your own.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, and unfortunately, that's the problem with some of our funding sources, some of our insurances. You know, how do you put a price on walking?
Right.
How do you put a price on your mobility or being able to get out of bed after 6 years? How do you put a price on that?
Right.
When it really comes to someone's well-being and their lifestyle and their livelihood, how do you put a price on that?
Yeah, you really can't. But there's some organizations. I know Ashley's starting organizations and helping and just, you know, being aware and supporting those organizations that provide help, I think, you know, if you're listening and, you know, speaking to your heart, finding those organizations that do provide the help.
Definitely.
I think
yeah.
financial I, help to get people fitted mm-hmm. in a good chair. And it is, it's about being benevolent and you know, call it charitable, call it giving, call it benevolent. Mm-hmm. But we believe wholeheartedly at I've Decided that you will never be truly successful if you're not benevolent, if you're not giving, if you're not supporting something.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Kim, I've known you for a very long time. And, you know, when you came to me with the idea of I've Decided, it was a no-brainer for me, you know. And when I approached my boss and was kind of laying out what I've Decided is, he's like, how do we become a part of this? And so I think we've been a business member now for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, volunteering and helping since the beginning. So, you know, it's about what we're doing in this community and being community difference makers and being benevolent.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just makes you feel good. And it's a part of success for sure. I love this quote. It says, a good commander is benevolent and unconcerned with fame. And I think about Brian, who shared some of his story mm-hmm. about being a veteran and, you know, how he had to go in because it was either ask his men to do it or he had to do it. And it's like, that's yeah. benevolent.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. Pretty cool. Hey, guys, stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today in the studio with Ed Malbach. He is an awesome business resource with I've Decided, him and his organization that he works for, National Seating and Mobility. And we're just having a great conversation about our weekly winning word, benevolent. And, you know, if you've been listening, obvious reasons why I invited Ed to be in the studio with me to discuss this word and his organization. Just a very benevolent company. And of course, Ed, I would describe him as a very benevolent human being. So just a great person to be in the studio having this conversation with me for our weekly winning word. And so, you know, being benevolent is a big part of your success. What you give, your charitable contribution, your contribution in general. And that's what we want to do at I've Decided is help you be successful. Whatever your goals and dreams are, we want to help you achieve them. I want to give a shout out to our awesome business members of I've Decided, obviously Ed and National Seating and Mobility. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
For being a business resource of I've Decided. But we have about 60 business resources and we'd love for you to go check them out. You can find them at ivedecided.org. And if you haven't joined our community yet, that'll be your great opportunity to do that while you're there. You can join our community. I like to describe it as saying, think about a gym for your goals, for your dreams, and for motivation.
Yeah,
it's kind of what being a member of I've Decided is all about. For a small amount of $12.99 a month, you get everything you need to be successful in your goals and dreams. And that's what it's all about. And you'll start getting those weekly winning resources, your success planner and journal, and lots of other tools and resources. So as we were going to our last break, Ed, I was mentioning another one of our business resources, Brian Wood, who owns Good Shepherd mm-hmm. Defense and Training. He's a veteran, mm-hmm. and he spoke at one of our business network meetings about living, you know, fearless, basically, and, mm-hmm. and shared such amazing stories of when he was in Afghanistan and how his benevolent heart, you know, he had to go out and take the risk of being killed in this area mm-hmm. or otherwise his troops would have to have done it. And so that's benevolent.
Definitely. Oh, wow. Yeah. you know, putting yourself out in harm's way before others. That's a true definition of benevolence.
Yeah, it's saying I'm more concerned about others than myself.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And as we were on break, we were also talking about the families.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, their benevolent heart.
Definitely. Think about, having one of your family members receive this awful diagnosis of, you know, whatever it is, whether it's spinal muscular atrophy or cerebral palsy or something. And being that mom or dad or, you know, brother and sister, and having to step up and say, you know, these are the cards that we were dealt. But this is our family. We're going to do what we can for our child, for our mother, for our father, whatever it is. And to show that benevolent heart of putting that child or that person ahead of yourself.
Right.
These families do it every day.
So selfless.
So selfless. I have been blessed to meet some wonderful families, through my almost 26 years of doing this job. And it's great. I get to experience, great things with families. There's times where it's Christmas Eve and I'm at somebody's house at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, trying to get their kid fitted before family comes over that night for Christmas. And they welcome you into their family. You become part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of love and support that they give to their family members with these awful, debilitating diseases, it's just mind blowing.
But on the same token, how grateful we can be that there we live in a day and age where we have the technology.
Definitely.
Where we have the ability mm-hmm. to educate ourselves, where we have engineers mm-hmm. who can build and design these devices, chairs, if that's what they're all called.
Yeah.
Is that the
yeah.
appropriate,
yep.
you know, mm-hmm. chairs designed and customized to help people?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, almost 26 years of doing this, I've seen this industry change and change and change and change, you know, tenfold. Now there's equipment that, you know, they're working on that's autonomous driving. So someone who is a very high-level quad might be able to look at a screen on a computer and be able to drive their power chair by their eyes.
Wow.
And it's out there. You know,
national well, if we seating, got cars that can drive themselves,
it's yeah. I mean,
then
you would
surely,
think it's got to be close, right?
We got to be close. That's amazing.
Yeah. So National Seating is partnering with a company right now. They're developing that software. So we actually have some of that out around the country that we are piloting those programs with people driving their chairs by their eyes,
because that's really all that they can.
That's all that they can move.
That's all that they can move.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Super cool.
And just having that ability's got to be so freeing for them. I just come back and think about the guy that you're going to be helping this week that's been in a bed for 6 years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, we have technology that can. They got to get that out and help them. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. You know, another quick story. I have a family down in Southern Illinois that we're working with, and the young lady is about 2 years old. We had her in clinic, and the therapist and I are both thinking, this young lady can drive. She can operate a power chair. I know she's only two, but you know, at two, what were our kids doing at 2 years old? Right? They were
running.
Walking. They're running. They're getting into
tricycles.
Mischief. Exactly. So when we kind of brought this up to mom, it was like, oh, I don't think so. And then we said, well, we'll come back to that. Let's just keep working the evaluation and talking. By the end, mom's like, you know what? I think I'm on board. So we've been doing a trial for about almost 5 weeks now when she comes back into clinic. And the first time we put her in the chair, it took about roughly a minute before she was zooming down the hall and totally understood, you know, the concept of operating this power chair. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So Just another cool story.
At 2 years old.
At 2 years old.
That's crazy.
Just another cool story.
But how I could just see the little 2 year old zooming around. But it is true when you think about it. I mean, obviously, 2 sounds like, you know, a little baby. Not, you know, you think little baby almost. Not baby, but a toddler, a very young toddler. And, but they're smart. And generally speaking, they would be up and running around. Mm-hmm. And I think about some of my friends' kids who at 2 and 3 years old, they're on little go-karts and trikes.
Sure. Yeah, but, little power wheels.
hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Ed Malbach. Ed is an awesome business resource of I've Decided and works for the company National Seating and Mobility and represents them here in Peoria and greater area in central Illinois, really, I guess. And, you know, we've been discussing this word benevolent. Mm-hmm. And I think about, Ed, your benevolent heart, and I think somehow is it correlated to your job? Like, you know, we happen to go to the same church. Our kids went to the same school. Uh-huh. And I see your family volunteering. I see you pass it. The apple don't fall far from the tree. I see your son, you know, who would never, ever allow somebody to do something in front of him without helping.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. it warms my heart to see my kids follow in that same path of volunteerism because it is super important to me. You know, I think that based on what I do, kind of opened my eyes to a whole new world of opportunities, whether it's, you know, volunteering with my church or at my kid's school or, you know, not to name drop, but, you know, we've had Carl Cannon on our show and I've helped Carl for several years with his elite program.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
He's doing amazing things.
He is an amazing man. And it's so great to see these young men and women fulfill their dream, whether it's to get a job or teach them how to do a resume, little things, just volunteering of your time and your talent for those kids and watching them succeed. And then walking into a restaurant, you know, 3 or 4 months later and you see one of your kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's graduated from the program and, you know, they recognize you and it's, you know, you just, the love, the feeling of love that you have because of that is just awesome.
Yeah. It again, it comes back to, that's why it's a part of happiness. It's a part of success. Giving, being benevolent, being charitable, volunteering is a huge part of success, which is why we have this as one of our weekly winning words.
Definitely.
You know, we talk about it. I mean, it's obviously we're going into the Thanksgiving month. So our weekly winning words are thankful and benevolent and generous, you know, and those are words that fit this season. But we need to be thinking about it at all times. It really is a mindset. And I want to encourage, again, like you said, Ed, a big, you know, obviously, I think you have some just natural gifts, God-given gifts. These are some of your talents that God has given you because of what he had in store for you to do. But you know, you've become very benevolent just seeing what you have to see every day. But I want to encourage the listeners too. If you're in a, you know, if you're in a place in your life where you're like, I don't know where I should be contributing. I don't know what my goals are. I don't know what my purpose is. The first best thing you can do is get up and go start volunteering.
Definitely. There's so many organizations out there that need your help. You know, whether it's, you know, working for, you know, with Big Brothers and Big Sisters or, working, you know, calling up the you know, Peoria Park District and saying, you know, I really want to become a part of this elite program or, you know, what can I do to, you know, better serve my community?
Yeah.
There's so many
out
there.
Sophia's Kitchen.
Sophia's Kitchen
Pup.
Is huge. Pup. Yeah.
People with unlimited potential. What the organization. I was just meeting with Matt George at Children's Home. They need foster parents.
Yes.
And he'll be coming on the show in a couple weeks talking about generous, our weekly winning word. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just especially in our area, we are a very benevolent community, I think, which is really awesome. But that's the first step. Guys, if you are saying, Kim, I don't even know why I would join I've Decided because I don't even know what my goals are. I don't even know what I want to do. I don't even feel like I have a purpose. Well, first of all, that's not true.
Everyone
you do
has
have
a purpose.
And secondly, just get up and go start doing something. And you can go give time to different organizations till you find one that you like. You'll make connections. And it'll open up dreams in your heart that you didn't even know you had.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, Peoria, there's so many opportunities here in Peoria to give of your time and talent. You know, we always talk about time, talent, and treasure. But those first two T's are very important. You know, everybody can give you money.
Right.
You know, if you can give money, that's great. Those organizations need money. But your time and your talent, how do you, you can't put a price on that. And, you know, sometimes you just need to be there. You need to be involved, whether it's with the Salvation Army ringing bells right now.
Right.
Or, you know, the children's home. Foster parent sounds like a pretty awesome thing.
I know. I really want to, we want to start to encourage that. You'll be amazed when you hear Matt George talk about the impact that the children's home has in our community. And I don't think people know it. I know I didn't know it. Now, I'm not born and raised. I'm not a born and raised Peorian. But they have 425 employees.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's
they have 425 employees. And I don't want to steal his thunder because we're going to have a whole show about this. But if they weren't here, our community would be impacted in such a way that it would change tons of things. It's really quite impressive.
Wow.
But, you know, so yes, we need foster parents. And it's kind of it's one of those touchy subjects. It's like, I feel like we all want to do it, maybe. But on the same token, there's a fear behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And maybe if you're just trying to figure out, maybe that's not the first jump that you want to do.
Right.
Maybe it's going and
just volunteering.
And volunteering at your local church.
Yeah.
Right? There's always things to do at church. There's always things to do at your kids' schools. You know, there's tons of things to do in the community that will open your eyes to just how great Peoria is.
Yeah. And I can't encourage you enough to just start being intentional about your giving, your benevolence, your benevolent heart. It's going to impact you. It's the person it impacts the most.
Is you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the one who's going to get more out of it. Every time you talk about these kids in these chairs, your eyes are just beaming, Ed. I don't know if you realize it, but you're smiling and your eyes are beaming.
You know, you put it very well when you said that, you know, being benevolent, it's a heart condition.
Yeah.
Because it truly is. You know, this time of year we watch the Grinch and how his heart grows three sizes. that's what I feel every time I get to you know, help someone, or I volunteer and we make a difference. You know, your heart just keeps continuing to grow.
Yeah. And it's not about how much you give. It is the heart condition behind it. Cause
that's right.
You know, the two little coins, remember the lady in the Bible. So don't worry about that. Just do something. Thanks, Ed, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?